Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Keep Going Cat podcast. This is something that I talk about every day, and probably why there hasn't been a podcast episode on this topic. We are going to be discussing how to lose the last 10 to 15 pounds. So many women come to me and they're doing so many things. They are putting in so much time and energy and money and just doing the work. They're putting in a lot of work, but in general, they're not doing the right kind of work. And so my goal is to help them tweak their process so they can use that precious energy elsewhere. So when it comes to losing the last 10 to 15 pounds, what got you down the first 20? Let's say if your goal is an overall loss of 45 pounds and you lose that first 30 pounds on your own and you're like, I still have that 10 to 15 pounds that is holding on. The things that got you that first 30 pounds down are not going to be what get you that next 10 to 15. And because the initial loss is the fastest and the easiest, usually it doesn't require that much effort other than making some simple changes. If you get yourself into a calorie deficit and you start to move your body, those changes will happen if you stay consistent. Now, once you've lost that weight and you have that last 10 to 15 pounds hanging on, that is where you are looking for more of a recomposition. You're looking to lose body fat and gain lean muscle mass. Now, if you lost that initial, let's say 30 pounds with extreme dieting and cutting calories super low, after a while, you're going to have metabolic adaptation. Your metabolism is going to adapt to this lower amount of calories. I would rather you continue to build lean muscle mass so then your metabolism gets faster and it works harder. So it is breaking down food, burning body fat, and you are building lean muscle mass. If your calories are too low, you're not going to be able to build muscle. So if you are in this super severe deficit for a very long period of time, you are going to be unable to put on the muscle mass that you're going to need to see that next phase of progress. So if you are somebody that's coming to me and your goal is to lose that last 10 to 15 pounds, I'm going to look at everything that you're doing. So let's like talk it through. If you joined my program, you would fill out a consultation form and I will calculate and figure out exactly the amount of calories that you personally need to be eating to see fat loss. So we're going to figure out where you're landing currently and get you just slightly below that. So if we were to think of our body like a bank account and your goal is fat loss, you need to be spending, being your movement, more than you're earning, being your food. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to be eating 1,200 calories and working out for 3 hours a day. That would create too deep of a deficit. Yes, you would lose weight, but it would be very unsustainable. And the second you go back to your regular life, you're going to be gaining all of that weight back. So I do that calculation and I give you that calorie recommendation, and then you would move into the calorie audit period. So this is where you're going to be tracking all of the calories that you would normally eat in a day. And we're going to figure out what items are eating up your calories that you do not care about. So if you're like, well, I love my coffee this certain way, and I love having a glass of wine at night, or I love, you know, having something sweet, those aren't the things that you need to cut out. It might be something stupid that is eating up your calories. For example, one of my clients realized that she was putting over 300 calories worth of coffee creamer in her coffee every morning. And I was like, well, that's an easy thing that you can swap out for something else. But on the other end of the spectrum, I had a client making an almost 700 calorie smoothie. And here she felt like she was being healthy. And albeit it was very nutrient dense, it was way more calories than what she actually wanted, which was just a bagel and cream cheese, which she could probably have had for almost half of the calories of this smoothie that she was making. So when you're doing a calorie audit, it becomes very clear. Now, I know a lot of people, especially experienced dieters, have experience with calorie tracking, but what makes my approach different is I'm not having you hit an extremely low number. We're more collecting the data and seeing what your habits are. So if you are hungrier in the evenings, but you're starting this healthy journey and you're like forcing yourself to eat some healthy breakfast in the morning that is eating up a bunch of your calories, where really those calories would be better served being saved for something else and you could have something smaller in that place, you don't need to follow these weird food rules. If anything, that's what's hindering your results. The other thing that I really want to drive home with the last 10 to 15 pounds is sometimes people think that they still have 10 or 15 pounds to lose, but really they want recomposition, which is what I mentioned earlier, where you are looking for to lose a few dress sizes or clothes to be fitting better, to look leaner overall. And sometimes that could be a 5, 8, 10 pound difference that it doesn't require you to lose that 15 pounds to see the changes that you're looking for. So as you're entering in that last 10 to 15 pounds, because so much of your like dopamine payout and like the excitement was coming from the scale and seeing pounds coming down from the scale, I would really ask you, if you were my client, to shift your focus away from the scale and more towards how your body is looking and feeling. I would have you start taking progress photos, measurements, and really focusing on that rather than what the scale is saying. Because I'll tell you, I have had several progress pictures where I am the exact same weight, but my body looks completely different. And because of that recomposition of building more muscle mass and losing body fat, my body looked so incredibly different, but my mass versus gravity, which is what your weight is on the scale, was showing the exact same number. So if you are at that point where you're like, I'm trying to lose that last 10 to 15 pounds, it would probably be helpful for you to put your scale away for a little while and just get your focus back to your process. So I posted a TikTok or an Instagram, one of the platforms recently, about focusing on your process more than your progress. And what I mean by that is, if you're only focused on, did I lose a pound? Did I lose a pound? Did I lose a pound? Rather than, am I increasing the weight that I am using? Am I following proper programming? Am I creating progressive overload, meaning you are slowly using heavier weight or making it slightly harder for yourself over time? I would go through with that fine-tooth comb and make sure that your process is on point to where you want to be. While we are talking about fat loss, it would be a disservice to you for me not to invite you to my 90-day transformation. The 90-day transformation is my signature program that has helped thousands of women around the world transform their bodies without restricting the foods that they love. You're going to get your hands on the KGK app, which, if you were to go to the app store right now and search for it, you are not going to find it, because this app is only available to my clients that are in my program. The reason why I do that, I'm not a gatekeeper. The reason I do that is because I want my eyeballs on your process. When you join my program, I am walking you through a step-by-step process for you to achieve your goals. So you don't have to figure it out on your own. Stop throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks, and learn the proven method to fat loss. If you are ready to join, the doors are currently open. To get into the program, you need to schedule a consultation call with me. This allows me to make sure that this is the best fit for you and for me to give you some action steps so you can start your journey right away. So if you're like feeling motivated to make a change, book a call as soon as possible. I do book out pretty far in advance, so don't hesitate. Click on the link in the show notes and you can apply to join the training program with me. If you are still trying to lose that last 10 to 15 pounds, the question that I would absolutely ask you as a trainer would be, what is your sleep like? Are you getting enough sleep? Your fat loss, your recovery, everything depends on you getting enough sleep. And if you have a newborn baby at home, just ignore this part because it's impossible and I get it. But if you have the ability to get to bed early and really protect your sleep, that is going to make such a big difference in your overall journey. Getting to bed earlier is a great lever to pull if you feel like you've done everything else. Try getting to bed earlier. I would also ask you, if you were on a consultation call and you're like, I had the last 10 to 15 pounds to lose, I would ask you what type of workouts that you're doing. So many women come to me and they're like, well, I do a little bit of this and I do my Peloton app and then I follow this random girl on YouTube and then I do this and then I do a little bit of what you post on TikTok and da da da. And it's a bunch of random shit. When it comes to fat loss and recomposition, gaining lean muscle mass, it is like baking a cake from scratch. There is a certain order in which you need to mix the ingredients to get the results that you want. So elite athletes and fitness models and basically every famous person that you see probably has a trainer that is giving them focused programming that is programmed to help them achieve their goals. So what I'm going to program for a mom that is 6 weeks postpartum versus somebody who has lost 45 pounds and is an experienced lifter is going to be two very different things. So when you come into my program, I'm going to take a look at what you are doing currently. I have women who are kicking their own ass. They're like going to boxing several days a week or doing these crazy hour-long Pilates classes. They are working so hard, but their work is going in the wrong direction. And so I'm a programming nerd. If you work with me, you know that I am an absolute nerd about biomechanics. I love learning the proper way to put together workouts to get a certain result. So when you come to me, know this, I am shamelessly aesthetic. I want my clients to feel snatched in a bikini, to, you know, have that beautiful hourglass figure. And I'm not trying to be impressive. You're not going to be deadlifting 300 pounds working with me. We're not going to be trying to be the most extreme. I want to get an aesthetic result. I want to cinch in the waist, build the glutes without putting on mass on the quads and hamstrings, and keep the arms long and lean. So when I'm programming, I'm really thinking about core correction. I would say 90% of my clients are moms. And even if you're not a mom, pelvic floor exercise, core correction, transverse abdominal wall exercises are so key. If you want to lose inches on your waist, you want to, you know, get that snatched waist, you want to pull that core in, you want abs, any of those things, come from a healthy pelvic floor, proper nutrition, obviously, but healthy pelvic floor, transverse abdominal work. So unintentionally, women will be doing exercises that is putting on mass in areas that they don't want. Most women come to me and no one says, I want to be wider at my waist. But then they're in the gym and they're doing like weighted Russian twists and hanging leg raises and all of these exercises that are going to build the obliques out, which is going to add inches to your waist. So I don't think trainers are being malicious when they're like throwing these exercises at their clients. I don't think that they're thinking about what this repetition of programming is going to create aesthetically. So when I am programming, I'm thinking about that. How are these ingredients going to come together? And as my clients are doing these exercises repetitively, what are they going to look like as a result? It's the same reason why when you see a CrossFitter walking down the street or a ballet dancer or a swimmer, you can tell the activity that they do based on how their physique looks. It's because they are doing programming repetitively. And that is what their body is going to look like as a result, because they are building muscle based on the workouts that they're doing, that are targeting certain muscles and strengthening them. And so if my clients only have a certain amount of time and you're like, life is so busy and I've got a million things going on, why not have someone else figure it out for you? Like when I launched my website, it would have taken me years to figure out what this person did for me in a couple of weeks. And it might feel like, oh, well, it doesn't take that much time. It only took a couple of weeks, and so why should I be paying all this money? But it would have taken me years to figure it out. And so when my clients come to me, they're not just paying for a workout video. They're paying for my decade of experience of helping thousands of women around the world. So something that might seem really big to you and feels like impossible to work through, I've seen 10 times over. I've helped so many women navigate that exact same situation. So it's not that big of a deal for me. I can point you in the right direction. In the 90 days of working with my clients, my goal isn't necessarily for them to lose a significant amount of weight or make this crazy transformation. side note, it does happen as a result for most of them. But my goal is to completely transform their habits, rituals, and routines so when they exit the program, they can continue to see the progress. Like, how many of you guys have done a fitness challenge that you go crazy for like however long that it is, and then as soon as it's done, you go back to your regular life? Either because it was unsustainable, it was too hard to follow, it was too much of a time commitment. Those types of programs are not going to help you see changes in the long haul. So if you've already lost 30 pounds and your goal is to lose that last 10 to 15 pounds, hiring a trainer or a coach, someone to guide you, is going to be a game changer. When you are looking to lose that 10 to 15 pounds, the levers that you pulled at the beginning may not work the same. Because small changes can create really big results, but if you want to continue to see those changes, it's going to require something different than you were doing originally. And so many people come to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I should have known this. Like, this seems so simple, Kat. How did I not know this? Like, you make it so easy. But that comes from so many years of doing this. So you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you if you can't lose that last 10 to 15 pounds. And so many women start to do all this random stuff and they start to pile on more and more and more and more and more cardio, and maybe I need to fast, and then they burn themselves out completely. And so instead of losing the last 10 to 15 pounds, they gain back all the weight that they had previously because they self-sabotaged. So if your goal is to lose the last 10, 15 pounds, my last piece of advice would be to absolutely hire a trainer. And I happen to know someone. Last but not least, if you came to me and you said, oh, I just need to lose that last 10 to 15 pounds, I would ask you why. Because as someone who has gotten to that extreme lean, like ready to walk on a stage as a bikini competitor, it's not going to make you any happier. So if you think, okay, when I lose that last 10 to 15 pounds, my life is magically going to be better, it's not. So let's get that out of the way. That's something that the headspace of where you're at is so important. And so if you're trying to lose that last 10 to 15 pounds because you think it's going to make you love yourself, that's not where it's going to come from. I would really want you to start to embrace your body where it is right now, start to love it for how it looks and what it's able to do for you, and release it from expectations. So this is where I'm going to get a little woo-woo for you, because I truly believe that when you release expectations from yourself and you show up and you decide to take care of yourself because it's what you deserve, you will lose that last 10 to 15 pounds. Because you're releasing that pressure. It's like that little girl inside of us is sitting on a bench and she's like, wait, she's going to eat healthy and exercise just because it feels good and she loves me? Like, wow. Not because she doesn't like how I look? And I really believe that that mindset shift will help you lose that last 10 to 15 pounds. And getting into the flow of taking great care of yourself just because you deserve it. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Keep Going Kat Podcast. There is a link below in the show notes of this podcast where you can leave me a voice note. And I think this is the coolest feature, that you can leave me a voice message and then I can actually feature that voice message on air on the KGK podcast. So if you're a former client of mine, please, please do this. I have so many text messages and before and after photos from you guys, but I think it would just be just so cool to hear you guys voicing your experience. There's so many of you guys that have made amazing transformations. If you've been following KGK for a really long time and have had takeaways that have really been helpful for you, let me know. That just lifts my spirit. It keeps me going. I am always telling my friends and my family and my husband, the reason why I have been able to keep going for now 10 years is because of my audience. It's because of the people in this community. And it's the reason why I shifted away from it being Keep Going Kat and it being me that was supposed to keep going. And it was Keep Going from me to you. And so I just have to express my gratitude to every single one of you. I am so grateful to be a part of your lives in every way that I've been able to. So if you've had that kind of experience with KGK, please leave me a voice note. I would absolutely love to feature you. I would love to hear it. If you want to leave me a voice note, but you're like, I'm embarrassed, don't share it, just say it in the voice note and I can just enjoy the ear candy. Have a beautiful day. Drink lots of water. I love you all. Bye.